Anne-Marie Middlemast on ABC Radio Victoria.
Good morning. Next, I'll introduce you to a fella, a champion dancer. Somebody who was inducted into the Victorian Rock and Roll Dance Hall of Fame, who I think may be able to give you some tips if you're interested in getting involved in that driveway dancing thing that we're seeing sweeping the globe at the moment. That is next. To get us in the mood for some chat on rock and roll, let's hear from one of the great rock and rollers. This is Little Richard.
Why you don't know what to do to me, to the booty, oh, Rudy, to the booty, oh, Rudy.
Little Richard and Tutti Frutti, to take us to our next chat, rock and roll champion dancer Bill Oldham, who dances with Bendigo's Rockin' 50s Rock and Roll Club. Hello, Bill.
Hello and good morning.
Hey, did that do something to your legs when you heard that song?
It did, but I must correct you. We were actually not inducted into the Hall of Fame for our being dance champions. We're not dance champions. We have inducted and nominated by our club because we've been in it for 32 years and we've taught thousands of people to rock and roll dance. We're not really champions, but we were happy to be honoured by the Dance Association. It was a great night.
Look, Bill, I see no difference. You're a champion in my eyes. If you've spent over 30 years teaching people how to dance, surely you're a champion.
Oh, well, it's a club effort, you know. We're the Rockin' 50s Rock and Roll Club, so there's other people teach as well. But, you know, look, we've just enjoyed the whole scene, you know, for 32 years. Our whole life's been rock and roll, and, you know, the club's been going 32 years, and it's pretty much we've been 20-odd years at the Bendigo Club. So that's where we have our lessons and meetings and things.
Is it about the music? I mean, because that's...
It's all about the music.
Yeah, all about the music. What are your first memories of rock and roll?
Well, you know, I was born in 51, so, you know, most of the big rock and roll events happened about 56, 57. So obviously I was a bit young then, but when I was 18 and that, I hung around with a bunch of guys and girls who just, you know, that's what they did. They loved the rock and roll. They drove custom line cars. They wouldn't drive anything, you know, that was Jap. They wouldn't have anything other than a Triumph motorbike and had the gear. You know, we just lived and breathed it. But at that stage, back in like late 60s, you didn't hear it much. It wasn't played on the radio. It was just old music then. And it was really hard. You couldn't buy it in the record shops. But these guys all had, you know, butter boxes full of 45s. And that's what we listened to. We just listened to the Roy Orbisons and Everlys and Bo Diddley, all of those sort of stuff. Was a great time.
And the big flared skirts and the pointy shoes and...
All of that. Still got them.
And the cars too?
Still got the cars, yeah. I dreamed at the time I was an apprentice motor mechanic, so I dreamed of having a custom line, but drove an Austin A50. So when we were married and I took the opportunity to rebuild a 1957 custom line was the first one we did. 59, sorry, it was a star model. And now we've got a 57, which we've restored and drive.
Mm. And what about the Brill Cream? Have you still got that?
No, we've got modern stuff now. It's like super glue for hair.
Yes. But